Proclamation number 8778 of 13th of March, 1964. God's justice demands atonement for every debt. I am a God of goodness and mercy, a God of gentleness and love. And yet also a God of justice, for I am supremely perfect and therefore cannot let anything bad happen that is contrary to the eternal order. It must be atoned for according to justice. But when I demand this atonement from man, who therefore have become sinful, that must be left to me in my wisdom. Only no man can enter the kingdom of light, who only carries the smallest guilt with him, when he departs from this earth. He must first make atonement, which can exceedingly bitterly burden a being in a kingdom on the other side and can keep him outside of every happy feeling for a long time, until he has become free of his guilt. And you can imagine that no man would leave the earthly body, the earth, free of guilt of sin if only the sins are counted which man commits on earth, and that he would need eternal times in the hereafter until all guilt would be redeemed through sufferings and agonies of all kinds of which you are not able to imagine. But one died for you on the cross, who took upon himself all guilt of sin, who, burdened with this guilt, went the way to the cross, suffered and died for the redemption of humanity's guilt. Although a far greater guilt was at issue, it was the great original guilt of the being's apostasy from God, which had to be atoned for and which could never have atoned for the being itself. For this guilt the man Jesus died on the cross for the first time, so that the gate to happiness could be opened at all, which was closed to the souls through this original sin, and no one could have entered the kingdom of light anymore without the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, without the work of redemption. But he died for all sins of man, he took all the guilt of sin upon himself and redeemed it with his blood. And thus the human being can also become free from every sin he committed in earthly life if he himself turns to the divine Redeemer and asks him for forgiveness, if he trustingly lays all his guilt at his feet and asks him to have shed his blood for it too and accepts him as a sinner who repents of his guilt and asks for forgiveness. And thus only is it possible that the soul of man can enter the kingdom of light after his death, because one has paid the debt for it, because it has become free from the guilt which would have denied it entry, but which now voluntarily contributes to the redemption of the unhappy souls through constant service in love in the spiritual kingdom, which therefore declares itself willing of its own accord to pay off the guilt remitted to it through Jesus' blood through loving service to the souls which are still unhappy, that it likewise seeks to lead these souls to Jesus to request forgiveness of their guilt from him, and thus, as it were, all of God's justice is satisfied when only the path to the cross is taken, when every soul carries its guilt under the cross and the just atonement has now been made for it. That is why there could be no happiness in the kingdom of light for the souls before the death of Jesus on the cross, even if they had led a pure life on earth, because they were burdened by the original sin. But neither could they put earthly life itself behind them without having transgressed against me as the eternal love. They fell into sin, and my justice demanded compensation for it, which they were certainly able to make themselves with goodwill, but then the original sin still kept the gate to the kingdom of light closed to them. If they had never fallen, then they would not have needed to sin on earth, as was the case with the beings of light which ascended to earth, which lovingly took care of their fellow human beings and exemplified to them a right life on earth. But the former apostasy from me had made them in bondage to my adversary, who now, for his part, used all his influence to stir people up against me, against everything good. And thus a sinful human race was created whose burden of sin has increased and can only find salvation through the act of salvation of Jesus Christ. But who does not accept the redemption through Jesus, the kingdom of light will remain close to him until he, too, will one day decide to do so. Because my justice is not to be eliminated. I cannot delete guilt, which was not atoned for, but my endless love allowed a representing atonement, which the man Jesus therefore accomplished, and you'll find mercy instead of justice, because the love of your Father redeemed the guilt for you, because love nevertheless satisfied justice, because the redemption of guilt required an immense suffering, which ended with the most agonizing dying on the cross. But the acknowledgement of Jesus as God's Son and Redeemer of the world and the conscious request for forgiveness of guilt inevitably belongs to it to become free from the great guilt of the former apostasy and also the sin guilt of man on earth. But then the soul can already after its departure from earth enter into the kingdom of light and happiness, where it itself will now be untiringly active according to my will and again take part in the work of redemption, by it also leading those souls to Jesus, so that they find redemption. Amen.